Now we can explain why the Uyghur has allowed his tribal lands to be taken over, and he lives in the mud, eating mud and out in the elements, because, of course, Europe and Britain spearheaded the CCTV revolution, and you've got these psychopaths who monitor every movement of the population, and their DNA has been teleported into the population, making the country and the population self-suicidal. We explained why psychopaths go self-suicidal, because, of course, as soon as their blueprint comes in you, it's not your blueprint, and the psychopath destroys anything that isn't themselves. So, in fact, they're self-suiciding their population. And, of course, you can explain now why the indigenous population of Europe has self-suicided and turned their the whole of Europe into a Bolshevik basket case because of this DNA telepathy and quantum entanglement, which is fully explained on supernaturalspirit.com under DNA and on real-vampire.com and mindovermatter.ru under DNA as well. So if you want to read about it, just look at those websites. The Russian one's probably the best. When my webmaster uploaded the DNA stuff to the Russian website, GCHQ in real time put in a file called index.asp in order to block the website working, and only when he looked through the files did he see that the British government had actually tried to interfere with sticking that information up. So it's stuff which is deadly to the British government, so read it and weep. One can also see now why this self-suicide has spread to all Zionist countries, for example, Japan, where they've actually built loads of nuclear reactors on the coast to be hammered by tidal waves in order to cover Honshu with clouds of radioactivity equivalent to, what, 10,000 to 30,000 nuclear weapons going off, something which is happening as we speak and is not covered in any of the Zionist press or media. It's disappeared. It's vanished. It doesn't exist anymore. Things are bad, but we ignore them. And because the Rothschild scum have given the order that it's not to be reported, it's not having any effect apart from poisoning the Northern Hemisphere. And thanks to DNA teleportation, the Japanese, their radioactive DNA is now teleporting into the Japanese on other islands who are unaffected. And, of course, you can see them as the blueprint for the new human DNA, which is highly irradiated, plutonium-corrupted DNA, which, thanks to DNA teleportation and this Copenhagen collapse of the quantum wave function due to psychopaths monitoring CCTV screens, actually spreads through the human population. And you can see now why the Rothschilds have cut off all reporting to Fukushima, in that when the wage slave watches the television and looks at Fukushima and the clouds of plutonium going into the air, because of this quantum entanglement and this Copenhagen interpretation of quantum collapse, it actually affects, by quantum mechanics, the people who view it in a negative way. So you can see why the Rothschilds have cut off people from viewing the Armageddon in Japan, because, of course, it spreads the devastating effect of the Japanese on our DNA by actually broadcasting it. So, in fact, you can see that Facebook and Twitter have an insidious technology which devolves humans, in that if you talk to a human, middle-class human, of course, the working class have always been scum with limited vocabulary. But if you talk to middle class century ago and say you can only have conversations with 140 characters, they go, "Are you mad? You can't have any sort of educated discourse with 140 characters. Only a subhuman mongoloid animal would be able to converse with 140 characters. But now we've got all these highly educated or de-educated vermin in Britain with degrees. A million of them get a useless degree a year, which doesn't even get them a job in McDonald's or as a barman.
Right.
They're conversing with 140 characters. I couldn't possibly converse with 140 characters because, of course...
Now, are you talking about words or letters?
I'm talking about Twitter, that piece of shit, where you can only put a certain number of characters up to have a discourse.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's predictive texting is what you're talking about. It's the same thing. Now, I don't use any of those things, so I don't know.
No, but you couldn't possibly, if you're a normal human being... have conversations on Twitter because, of course, there's no way that an intelligent human can have a discourse on Twitter because there simply isn't enough information carried. Only a devolved human like the British subhuman vermin who've been fully lobotomized by all the methods we've been talked about could possibly use Twitter because, of course, they have gone into the Wigger state where they grunt and expleet, and that's the normal way of discourse. They've probably got 100 words in their vocabulary, and Twitter suffices to communicate grunts between these talking animals. So you can actually see there's been a massive devolvement of the so-called Westerner into the garbage, awful slave, which the New World Order wanted and was written about by Aldous Huxley in The Brave New World, where you get the master race, who are super educated and own everything, and then you've got the slave, who's been devolved into a, not subspecies, but a completely lower form of species. So you've got the master and his dog. So we can see that... the population of the West have now been devolved into dogs compared to the few of us like myself, Illuminati, who, of course, have full access to technologies and powers, which to the devolved British dog, A, don't exist, and B, he couldn't even understand because with his 140-character Twitter, he couldn't even get to step one to understanding.
Right, so, right. No, I have nothing to do with any of those things.
Couldn't, Jeff, because, of course, you're a human, and there's no way you could actually communicate. I couldn't communicate because there's no way 140 characters would suffice to explain anything I think about.
That's true. And it's always, I like to point out, the larger your vocabulary in the traditional sense, the more you derive out of what we call the experience of life. It's simple. We have more defining terms in our intellectual data bank. When we go through the day, the month, the week, we actually take from the act of living so much more because we have such a larger vocabulary and an ability to assign shades of meaning to different events, experiences, and so forth. This whole idea of predicting texting on cell phones really bothered me when I heard about it. Now I understand from what you're saying it's with Twitter and the rest of them.
It's MI4. Gerald Edelman, who's a leading neuroscientist, came up with all the synapses are competing and have neural evolution. So in fact, if you use Twitter, the Twitter program is a program to cause all the neurons in your brain to devolve into the dog British state, the British dog state. And of course, if like myself, you're into the most obscure or occult or advanced thinking, then your brain evolves and the synapses evolve into the most advanced super genius compared to the Twitter dog. And this, of course, is well known. Gerald Edelman, look him up on the internet, one of the leading scientists on neural evolution, understands this concept perfectly. Twitter is the most dangerous, nasty method apart from DNA teleportation, Copenhagen interpretation.
Well, it goes hand in hand with all of this so-called internet primary engines, the Google engine, and they're all owned and operated by
they're all for
Zionists.
Neural degeneration of the synaptic connections in order to produce the British dog slave from the Aldous Huxley plan.
And the wife of one of the Google owners is, of course, involved with DNA advanced
research.
Exactly,
and it's designed specifically for human development.
That's right. You got it. All right, Tim, that's our time. Another amazing exposition. Thank you for it, as always. Fascinating to think about. Be well. Take care.
Check out DNA on my website. Cheers.
All right. Good night.
Thanks for having me.
Indeed. Tim Riefat, and one just sort of sits back and listens. He has an unusual take on things, and a lot of people hear it very clearly, and it resonates with them. And it's just another one of the many colors in the rainbow of opinion that we try to present you. All right, we'll pause and come right back with more in just a few.